Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is going to be the last message for the year 2020. Been quite a year. And today I would bring some scriptures to our minds and to our spirits. In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses is telling God's people in the second verse, "And thou shalt remember." Remembering is a way of God. And in this passage, God's people are being told, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." This is as applicable then as it is now. Tumultuous year for God's people. It was a tumultuous time for God's children in the wilderness. But Moses tells us, the word of God tells us, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." Why did he do it? Let's read on. "To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no." Now, we have to take a look at a few words here. The way which the Lord thy God led thee. How many of you know God, for his children, is leading thee? Deuteronomy 33 tells us, the eternal God, that is, the God of the forefront, he's out in the lead. It goes on to say, the eternal God is thy refuge. If this is a promise that you have understanding of, then hear the rest of what Moses had to say. The Lord thy God led thee to humble thee. You know how one is humbled? The way one is humbled is to humiliate one. if there is humility in God's people. That is the understanding that God is our God, that He is in control, that all that we have comes from Him, not the works of our own hands. To humble thee and prove thee. To know what is in our hearts. Folks, to humble thee and prove thee, this is a way of God. Now, we're not talking about, you know, everybody crouching down and crawling around on their knees and, you know, saying, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. That's a true statement. But we also know that God has chosen a people, and He chose them in Christ and in Jesus Christ, and by Jesus Christ, we are made worthy. Can you keep this in your heart? Whether thou would keepest His, I'm not trying to change scripture, but I want to make it pertinent because we are not under the Old Testament, that is, under the law, but we are in the New Testament, and we are under grace, and by faith we know that it is hearing the Word of God and that which we keep in our hearts. And that even is by His Holy Spirit. In the 16th verse of the same chapter, it says, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that He might humble thee, that you look outside yourselves for that which you need, and do it with understanding that your Father knows what you have need of. That He might humble thee and that He might prove thee. Twice in one chapter God speaks this way. But listen to the end. That He might humble thee and prove thee, to do thee good at thy ladder end. There's more to life than what we see, folks. Let's go on. It says, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. God says, remember this, but thou shalt remember. Twice now, this is what God would have us remember. He's leading, he's humbling, he's proving, he's feeding, he's humbling, he's proving. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, that is God, that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he might establish his covenant, that is his word of promise, which he swear unto your fathers, as it is this day. So, we're talking about at the end of this year, thou shalt remember. This is the end of the year. Therefore, the beginning of the year is upon us. So we need to do a little more remembering in the word and instruction of our Father in his word. Exodus 23, 19th verse, says, the first of the first fruits of thy land shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. We're talking first fruits here, folks. For those of you who might be hearing this for the first time, this is a kindness of God which has with it great promises. That plane was flying low. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord your God. So what's the first fruits? They were on a society of agronomy. Growers, herders, it was a barter economy. Their medium of exchange was fruits, vegetables, livestock. Today we're in a monetary society. I'm going to make it very simple. What's the first fruits? It is the first week's paycheck, the first paycheck of the year. Well, you say, Don, I only get paid once a year, so that would be all that I earn for a year. No, let's make it even simpler than that. What you earned in the year 2020, divide by 52. It's the first week's paycheck. You say, well, I didn't earn anything in 2020. The government put me out of business. Well, I can understand that. Then do what you can and bring it to the house of the Lord thy God. What's the house of the Lord thy God? It's where you get your teaching. If your teaching comes from the God school, then get it to the God school. If you don't know how to get it to the God school, tell me that in the comment section at thegodschool.com, and I'll respond and tell you how you might respond if you are so moved, if this has been a place where the Word of God has been taught to you. Why the first of the first fruits? Because of the promises that go along with it. You know, 30 years ago, in Dr. Scott's church, we celebrated a day of great victory. It was an amazing victory. And the people were hilarious in their joy. They had been and still were hilarious in their giving, because I'll just add this. Second Corinthians 8 and 9 says God loves the hilarious giver. But I want to go back to the point. At that high point in this gathering, in this great celebration, in this great victory, Dr. Scott spoke truth to his congregation, wherein he said, cheer up, saints. It's going to get worse. Now, I'm not prophesying. I'm saying, if you think 2020 was bad, watch out for 2021. But to the one who brings the first fruit to the Lord's house, listen to these promises. God says, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have, God speaking, prepared for you. Of that angel, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon thy transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, that is, an angel, a messenger, that which carries the word of God, if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, run to the seer and do all that I speak, God speaking, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before you and bring you unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You know, we may not call them by these names today, but there are enemies, and there's a whole host of them. But God says to the ones honoring God with their first fruits, to the ones understanding that all that they have come from God, to the ones being led by God, who God has been kind to humble and to prove what is in your hearts. God has given us a new heart. He's proving if we will allow. That gift of God by trusting in His Word, by acting on what He says. This is a faithing activity. This is an activity of faith, if you will. God says, I'll cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods. You shall not bow down to these goddamn gods of science. I added that. Nor serve them. Nor do after their works. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. You do what you want with that one. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And He shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. How's that one, Mr. Coronavirus, and all your goddamn minions? Liars. To the ones participating in God's direction that we might obtain these promises. Listen, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days, I, God speaking, will fulfill. I will send my fear before you, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make your enemies turn their backs unto thee. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that one. But listen, he goes on. And I will send hornets before thee. Hoo-wee! Which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before thee. In that which we face. In this coming year, having remembered the way which God led us previously, that He might humble us and prove what's in our hearts, that He fed us, that He humbled us, that He proved to us what He has put in our hearts. These are promises to make up a word, to first fruiters, to faithers, those who are acting upon the Word of God, which is more substantial than anything. Life here may bring. I want to go to the third chapter. of the book of Proverbs. It opens and says, "My son, my daughter, you children of God, forget not my law." I would say, forget not my word. "And let your heart keep my commandments." Let your heart keep my words. This word "keep" is not a performance of perfection. It is a watching, a guarding, a watching over. The Word of God. For length of days and long life and peace, that is shalom, that is wholeness and wellness. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Let not mercy and amen, that is, that continuing confidence in God's word, let them not forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. The word is yada. It has a wide range of meanings, but in the essence, it means to know. It says, and Abraham knew his wife, Sarah. And Jacob knew his wife, Rachel, and on. It's talking about a personal, wonderful relationship. Yada is also a picture of outstretched arms reaching out, and that to God. Acknowledge him in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths, the way the Lord thy God led thee. Be not wise in thine own eyes, for the fear of the Lord, fear the Lord, it says, and depart from evil. This is fear. This word is not trembling. This word is, oh, I have the highest respect and really do desire to please thee. The scripture tells us without faith it is impossible to please God. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out new wine. great promises of God to act upon, which is faith, ladies and gentlemen. I hope and have all confidence in God that He shall make the hearers at the God School grab hold of these promises with action, with your first fruits. And that's the God School for today.